The Little Mermaid. The king of the sea had six daughters. The youngest daughter had a beautiful underwater garden. In the garden, there was a marble statue. It was the statue of a handsome prince, and she loved it. One day, their grandmother said to the six mermaids,
"When you are 15 years old, you can go to the surface and see the world of the mortals."
The youngest mermaid wanted to be 15 very much. Finally, her 15th birthday came and she went to the surface. She saw a beautiful ship. There was a birthday party on the ship for a handsome prince. But a great storm came and broke the ship into many pieces. The prince fell into the water. At first, the mermaid was very happy, but then she remembered that human beings could not live underwater. She took him to the beach and left him there. He did not know that the little mermaid saved his life. She returned to her home. She was only happy when she put her arms around the statue in her garden and when she swam near the prince's castle by the sea. One day she asked her grandmother about humans. Her grandmother said,
"We live for 300 years, but when we die we dissolve in the water and disappear. Humans do not live very long, but they have an immortal soul that lives forever."
"I want to be like them,"
cried the little mermaid.
"When a human loves you, you can have an immortal soul. But that is impossible. We have tails, and they are very beautiful. But humans think they are ugly. Humans have two ugly things called legs, and they think they are beautiful."
The little mermaid decided to go to the sea witch for help. The sea witch said,
"I know why you are here. I will give you a magic drink. You must drink it, and your tail will divide in two, and you will have legs. But you must pay me. You must give me your beautiful voice. Remember, the prince must marry you. If he marries another, you will dissolve in the water and disappear."
The little mermaid drank the magic drink, and then she had legs. The prince saw her and took her into his castle. He liked her very much, but he did not want to marry her. In fact, after some time, he married a human princess. On the evening of the wedding, the mermaid thought,
"Tomorrow when the sun comes up, I will dissolve in the water. I will disappear."
But the mermaid sisters had a knife from the sea witch. They said,
"Kill the prince with this knife, and then you will have your tail again. You will live with us under the water for 300 years.
When the little mermaid saw the prince, she did not want to kill him, and she threw the knife into the sea. Just then, the sun appeared in the sky, but she did not disappear. No, she went up into the sky, and she heard beautiful voices. They were the voices of the daughters of the air. They said to her,
"You must do good things for humans for 300 years, and then you can have an immortal soul and be with God."